Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Judas Priest had to cancel their show in Colorado yesterday. Rob Halford, he has bronchitis. Not really a good thing for a lead singer to have. His voice is struggling. He couldn't tough through it, and he had to cancel the show. Now, Judas Priest, of course, is going to be in Saskatoon for Kick-Ass Cruise concert on Saturday. Now, usually, lead singers can recover from bronchitis in a few days. They just go on vocal rest, and then they're good to go. But you never really know with bronchitis, right? You never really know. We haven't heard anything yet. As of right now, the show is still a go. So, hey, good news. If we hear anything, we'll let you know. This is going to sound weird. I kind of like it when I get bronchitis. And I talk for a living, which makes it even weirder. Because when I get bronchitis, I get this low, Barry White, sexy voice going on. And it makes me sound really, really good on the air. Makes me sound like one of those guys from 70s old school radio. Hello there, all you sexy ladies in radio land. And then when I don't have bronchitis, I sound like this. So, now you know why. I kind of look forward to getting bronchitis. Oh, I love the deep, low, sexy voice that you get when you're sick. It's totally worth it. You know how sometimes us radio people talk over the intro of the song, and then we stop talking right when the singer starts singing? Sounds kind of cool sometimes, but it also ruins it when there's an awesome intro to a song, right? Case in point, the song coming up next. I'm not talking over the introduction because it's so good. The Hollies, Long Cool Woman. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, no beer is better than the airport beer. You know when you have a layover at the Calgary airport, you go to the Chili's, you have a couple pints before you have to get on your next flight. I love those airport beers. If you like to drink on the plane, though, like during long flights, you like to have a couple wobbly pops, couple cocktails, make sure you don't go too banana sandwich on the alcohol, because you don't want to be that person on the plane that is way, way too drunk. Here's a story that might make you never want to drink on a plane again. A bunch of guys were flying to Vegas from England for a buddy's stag party. And what do you do on stag parties? You drink. These guys got loaded on the plane. They started throwing around water bottles. They started taking off their pants. They started just being complete jerks. At one point during the flight, one of the hostesses on the plane was like, "Hey guys, you gotta calm down." And one guy was like, "You can't tell me what to do. I make $40,000 a year." Which is the worst comeback I have ever heard in my entire life. "I'm better than you. I make 40 grand a year." Well, not really, bud. So these guys became so rowdy and such a nuisance that they had to make an emergency landing. And that emergency landing was in Winnipeg. Can you imagine how disappointed you would be? You're going to Vegas. You're going to Vegas for a stag party. That's like Vegas on steroids right there. You're jacked up. You're ready to go. And at the end of the day, you end up in Winnipeg. That's the definition of disappointment right there.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Kawhi Leonard had 30 points for the Raptors. Oh my goodness, I'm so hungry. Hey Alexa, does any place in Saskatoon deliver pancakes at 5 in the morning?
No.
Dang it.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Body washes and deodorants have the most ridiculous scents. I still can't get over how some brands of deodorant will use the avalanche scent. What does an avalanche smell like? Microsoft, believe it or not, is getting into the body wash business. And their first brand of body wash, this is a true story, is going to be Xbox. Xbox is going to be the scent of their new body wash. So it's going to smell like plastic? I don't know. Apparently this body wash is for the gamer in your life. If you have that one person or one friend that plays video games nonstop, this is supposed to be the body wash for them. They will love the way it smells. And when you think of a body wash designed for gamers, what do you think that body wash is going to smell like? Probably a combination of Cool Ranch Doritos, Mountain Dew Code Red, pizza bagels, Mom's Basement, Neutrogena Acne Cream, sweaty thumbs, and sadness. That's probably what you were thinking in your head, right? But no, apparently it's going to smell like, and I quote, a fresh scent of pulsing citrus greens featuring top notes of lime and winter lemon mixed with aromatic herbal notes of mint and sage mixed in with clearwood scents. That's what it's actually going to smell like. Because when I think of gamers, I think of fresh citrus, mint, and lumber. Learn from my mistakes. The other day, I'm going grocery shopping, and I needed cheese slices because I eat 2 grilled cheese sandwiches a day. True story. When I was trying to pick a brand of cheese slice, I could have gone with the actual brand name, you know, like the Kraft cheese slices, the old faithful when it comes to cheese slices, or I could have gone with the no-name brand of cheese slices. Now, the no-name brand of cheese slices were like 80% off. Steal of a deal. It was like $1.99 for 24 or something like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm on a bit of a budget. I'm getting married in a few months. Let's save some money here. I'll go with the no-name cheese slices. Listen to me very closely here. Don't do that. There's no joke here. Don't do it. Do not get no-name brand cheese slices. It's like how do I describe this? Imagine putting a margarine lid inside 2 pieces of bread and then trying to eat it. That's what it's like eating a grilled cheese sandwich with no-name cheese slices. On the package, it didn't even say cheese. And it's a cheese slice. The word cheese was nowhere to be seen. It's a huge red flag right there. Grocery stores and markets and corner stores everywhere, they're trying to encourage people to use reusable bags, but you always forget them at home and you always lose them. They're tough, right? So this market in Vancouver, what they are doing is they are putting embarrassing slogans and embarrassing sentences on their plastic bags so that when you're carrying them to your car or down the street or whatever, people can see these embarrassing sentences and phrases and be like, wow. For example, one of the bags, it just says, Dr. Taves Wart Ointment. So if you're walking around with that bag, people are going to think you have warts. It's a pretty good way to get people to stop using plastic bags here, hey? Another one of the bags that they use, it has a Into the Weird Adult Video Emporium store. It's like a made-up logo that they put on the side. So when you're again, you're walking to your car, and people think, oh, that guy was shopping for some not-so-PG-13 movies. Vancouver, we chirp you a lot for having expensive rent and being soft in general, but well done on this one. Well done indeed. Today, of course, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. One of those days that no matter what, you should take some time to thank a veteran. Even if you don't know a veteran, like you don't have that person in your life, here's what you should do. And I've said this a lot on Cruise Mornings. Go to your local Legion and buy a veteran a beer. And just sit down with them, talk to them, maybe play some chess or board games or cards or something with them. Just hang out with them for an hour. Listen to their stories. Tell them how much you appreciate all the sacrifices that they did for this great country. On a day like today that is so huge, it's the least you could do, right? I like that idea of going to a Legion. You know, there are a lot of ceremonies you can attend and a lot of other things you can do. But just that atmosphere of the Legion, you know, there's something about it. When you walk through the doors, you're like, man, it's a pretty important place, pretty special place. If you can do that, have a beer with a veteran, hang out, tell them how grateful you are. I'd go a long way for them. They'd really appreciate it. And they did a lot for us. So you got to do something for them, hey?